Welcome to the sixth podcast episode of With Students in Mind. My name is Matt Townsley, and I'm here with my co-host, Russ Guerin. Russ, where in the world are we right now?
Oh, I'm loving this. We are outside, literally. We are sitting outside the Amtrak station in Osceola, Iowa, waiting for our now almost two and a half hour delayed train to take us out to the ISTE conference in Denver, Colorado.
That's right. This is the very special ISTE edition of With Students in Mind. It is being sponsored in part by a delay by Amtrak.
Sponsored by Amtrak.
And you may hear some tweets in the background. That's not Twitter running. You may actually hear some birds chirping in the background, some Clark County birds here in Osceola, Iowa. So if you don't know us by now, you can catch me on Twitter at MC Townsley. You can catch Russ on Twitter at Russ Guerin. Our website, you probably know it if you're listening to this podcast. We'll shout it out some other time. Again, we're here outside Clark County, Iowa, Osceola, Iowa, with a special ISTE edition of With Students in Mind. Have a little bit different format today because it is a special edition. I'm sure our listeners will be shocked to hear. We're going to deviate from the usual 1-2-3 with a very special 1-2-3 today. We're going to start out with one thing we're really looking forward to at ISTE 2010 in Denver. EduBloggerCon is about 48 hours away or so, less than that.
Yeah.
And the actual conference itself is a little bit farther away. Russ, what is one thing that you're really looking forward to at ISTE 2010?
Oh, this is just fun. This is really fun. The sun is going down. Got a nice little orange sunset going on. This is great. I am really excited about, and I was actually, Becky was kind of razzing me about this earlier today, the fact that I paid for a day of ISTE basically just to meet people.
Oh, wow.
And that's not, it's not a knock on any of the sessions or any of the people running the sessions. I don't even know the people running the sessions. I don't have anything to knock them about. It's just the fact that I really enjoy meeting people, and to me this is where this whole idea of a PLN, of that personalized learning network, it's where that whole idea becomes real, because it's all these people that we've been communicating with and sharing ideas and having discussions and all that stuff that we do all the time on Twitter, on blogs, you know, all over the place, and it's finally going to kind of all come together and get to meet each other and, you know, shake hands, look each other in the eye, just all that stuff that humans kind of really need, I feel like. So I'm really excited about that.
How many people, just throw out a prediction, how many people do you think you're going to meet that you have communicated right with virtually? Throw out a number. Just throw out a number.
I'm hoping like 50. I mean, I'm hoping that I just, everywhere I turn, I'm like, this is crazy how many of these people I've talked to before that I'm finally getting to, you know, really say hello to.
Wow. 50, that's really ambitious.
I hope so. Hey, you know?
Maybe we should add a little appendix to this episode and see how it turned out. Or maybe just save it for With Students in Mind.
We might be doing episode 6, part B on the way home.
We could.
We'll see.
You just never know.
So how about you? What's one thing you're really looking forward to?
Well, you know, I don't want to cop out and say I'm looking forward to people as well, since you kind of talked about there, but I really am. Another thing I'm really looking forward to is I think there's going to be a diverse group of people. You know, in other words, there's going to be, you know, vendor-type folks there, people that represent a commercial business, people that are obviously teachers or administrators, higher ed people. I also think, just for some strange reason, there's going to be some subgroup of people that I can't even predict right now. I don't know who that's going to be, but I'm just open to seeing. I don't even know how many people are going to be there.
Right, yeah.
You know, is it 1,000? Is it 5,000? I really have no idea. This is our first ISTE conference for both of us. So.
Yep. I think the thing that, like, the context, the schema that we bring to this is the one-to-one conference that Castle put on.
Yes.
In, what, January or something like that?
Yeah.
February? I don't remember. And
That's With Students in Mind number 4, if I remember right.
Sure, I don't have any idea. And that was like, what, 500 people?
Yeah.
And that felt huge.
Yeah.
So I don't have any idea either. It could be, and the thing too, I just love this whole, how it's just this first. And so I don't even know, is it all, I mean, it's just in, like, this conference center. Like, we were talking about how we've signed up for, to do a,
bring your own laptop.
No, the...
Oh, the,
ISTE Unplugged.
Oh, ISTE Unplugged, okay. Okay,
so Matt and I signed up to do an ISTE Unplugged session, and we had, like, you had to email Steve Hargadon, because we have no idea where it is. Like, where is the session going to be? And
that we're leading.
Right, and it's kind of, and, like, we're going first. It's the first session of the day, I believe.
Streamed live, by the way, with so, live participants as well.
There you go. So, and we don't have any idea where it is. Is it in the convention center? It turns out it's kind of like, I don't know, in a hallway.
Yeah.
Kind of by the...
Just look for the smart board.
Yeah. We do know there's an IWB, so... but I don't know. I'm just really excited to... Just conferences are crazy. I just feel like there's going to be this energy and just, like, a buzz of people and all this... A lot of people who are there with the same mindset of wanting to go there to learn and that kind of thing. And it, not to get all weird about it, but when I think about this contrast between Facebook and Twitter fairly often.
Sure.
We were both in college when Facebook really came out.
Yep.
I remember it coming to other schools in Iowa and having friends from high school saying, I wish you had this and da da da. And so, I mean, we kind of grew up with Facebook, but we've only been on Twitter for what, like a year?
Yeah.
Maybe 13 months, something like that. And yet I spend maybe literally 10, 15 minutes a week
on Facebook. Whereas a couple hours a day
on Twitter. I mean, I'm just constantly on Twitter.
Yep.
And the thing that I've thought about with the difference between the two is that the people that I connect with on Twitter have this, and not just Twitter, but like blog, you know, edgy bloggers and that kind of thing. But it's the people you're going to meet
at ISTE.
Right. It's a common, a common purpose that we have. You know, we have this common mindset where we're working toward whatever we think is better for education. I mean, that's the idea. We may not have the same picture, but the same goal.
Sure.
Whereas on Facebook, so it's kind of like we have the same future on Twitter, okay?
Oh,
but on Facebook,
I see where you're going.
We have the same past.
Sure.
You know, and so I'm kind of getting where I'm picking up maybe 10, 15 people from my Twitter network are now on Facebook too, but it's mainly of my whatever, 150 or whatever. It's mainly high school friends or like family. It's people that I've grown up with, and so we don't necessarily have the same interests. But we're kind of interconnected in that blood or that lifelong kind of way. Do you know what I mean?
You guys get off the platform, too.
You bet.
Yep. We got to move quick.
We got to move really quick here. Yep. Okay. Nope. No problem. We can do that for you, Pat. No problem.
What trains are going to come along here?
All right.
Is this good?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
You getting on the train?
We sure are.
When it gets here, we're getting on. Denver.
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 Yep.
Eventually.
Right on.
What's the word now for how long is it?
Probably be closer to 10:30, probably. I would say.
Right on, right on.
I would say that's so. Not because I want it, that's for sure.
Right, I would love it to be here now.
Okay.
At 15 miles of 25 mile an hour speed. Uh-huh. It's going to be, there was an hour and 20 laid out of Tumble, so you had another 45 minutes on the
it. Okay, we're back. Let's go ahead and put a wrap on this part of the segment. We have moved to the other side of the train station here. We're now much safer, and we're going to continue this episode. Let's go ahead and just put a wrap on this part of the podcast. One thing we're really looking forward to, and that's basically just meeting people with a common future, as you so kindly phrased it. So, great. Let's move on to number two here. Two conversations that we're going to take an open-minded approach on, or two conversations we're hoping to be stretched on.
Should we do one each?
Oh, geez.
To make
I know.
Two?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I've been stretched by the Amtrak attendant already. Wow.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
All right. For me, to be honest, I am really looking forward to seeing, hopefully, some solid examples of interactive whiteboards. Now, you can hold me to it, but I'm really looking forward to someone to show me what it is about these devices that makes them worth the money that the schools are paying for. I mean,
time.
This is something that so many schools have. So many schools are buying them in masses. I mean, we're talking about buildings that are getting one for every single room.
Yeah.
And we're talking about a one classroom to one IWB ratio here.
It seems like an entry.
Yeah.
For schools that want to say we are whatever you want to call it, 21st century, you know, the technology school, whatever. It seems like the entry. So, yeah, that's a good one.
I'm looking forward not to the commercial demos, you know, here's the latest Promethean board or whatever. I'm looking forward to someone saying, here's what I've done, and here's how it's new. Or here's what's different about it. And here's what makes sense. And I'm actually looking to talk to some people also that are having their minds changed as well. And someone else that came in with kind of a critical mindset that says, you know what? Yeah, I think this could happen. So I'm not going to be the IWB hater. I'm looking forward to taking an open mind on that specific issue. I'd like to say that a week from now that I could write a blog post or something about how it's a possibility in the school district that I'm a part of. We have some, so that's kind of why I'm thinking we might as well try to make the most of what we got. We've already purchased them. It's not like we're going to throw them out the window or whatever. So what about you, Russ? Is there a specific conversation that you're hoping to kind of have your eyes opened?
Well, I think that's a good – I have a different idea, but I do think that's a really good one to go in looking for. You know, we talked about how it's become pretty pervasive, this IWBs, and so I think that's good. I'm looking to hear what you find out. The one I'm really looking – I'm not sold on, like, distance learning and this whole, like – I don't even know what it's called, like hybrid learning that's on the side, that falls on the side of digital more than face-to-face.
You know, sure.
I'm kind of looking forward to see what that's like. Just this whole idea of a kid with a computer
doing something that they used to do
In the classroom.
In the classroom.
Yeah. They're kind of moving away from the brick-and-mortar idea. Yeah.
I think... Do you anticipate there's going to be people saying, hey, here's what the distance learning or here's what the online learning is like in their particular school district? Or how do you kind of foresee that playing out? I mean, obviously there's got to be schools that are saying, here's where we're taking our kids. Or, I don't know, I think it's going to be interesting, especially when I think about, is it, you know, I think there's niche markets for it. You know, for example, credit recovery or homeschooling kids. Is there a way for everyone? Does that make sense? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Could be an interesting one. There's so many different topics out there. And some of them I think will probably, to be honest, I've heard all about that or I've seen it before. And there's my guess is there's going to be a surprising conversation that we're both going to embark upon or separately that... later on we're going to say, wow, I never really knew about that.
And I think the big thing to stress about this whole idea is just to go into the conference with an open mind.
Sure.
You know, there are things that I feel like I know a good amount about, but there's exponentially more things that I just don't know. And so I want to go in as a learner. I want to take that learner mindset into the whole deal.
Definitely. I think that totally makes sense. Wow, I think this last one could be the one that we probably have the most to say about. And that's three things that we've learned from past conferences. So you and I have both gone to the local kind of ISTE, if you will. The state is called ITEC, for those that maybe aren't from Iowa. It's kind of the Iowa version of ISTE. You know, a couple hundred people probably?
Yeah, I would think so, yep.
200 or 300 over a two-day period, okay? We also both went to the one-to-one conference. We talked a little bit about that before in this episode and obviously previously as well. So let's spend a little bit of time here talking about three things that we've learned from past conferences that are going to apply to this specific conference.
Well, I mean, one easy thing, obviously, or that's really obvious and easy, is I brought extra batteries. I brought an extra battery for my cell phone. I brought an extra battery for my MacBook. That's truly, we sitting at the one-to-one conference at lunch and after lunch charging things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's one thing that it seems like superficial, but for one thing, it's a tech conference. Number two, I want to be sharing the things that I'm learning as we're going, and I need power to be able to do that. So that's the first thing that I made sure that I did was have extra power with me.
The second thing that I, or the, maybe the first thing for me, I should say, is that I think my very first conference, I was really structured. Like, at this time, I want to go here. At this time, I want to go here. I want to see this session. I want to see this session. And what I found out from that very first iTech was that sometimes the sessions were either full or they weren't what I anticipated. And so being flexible in not only what sessions to go to, but just how to spend my time. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously we are, you and I both are at 8:30, I believe it is, or maybe it's 8, I'm not sure. Are set on the Unplugged. We have to do that. But aside from that, there's not anything...
Until the end of the day.
Until the end of the day, where we have our bigger bring-your-own-tweet-learn-laptop thingamajig.
Yep.
In between, that time is going to be flexible.
Yep.
And whether it's seeing someone in the hallway and talking to them for 20 minutes, or going to a session that someone told us about, or mm-hmm. that we hadn't even heard of or seen yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of sessions. I don't even know how many there are. I'm skimmed through them all, but I didn't count. There's an awful lot.
It's ridiculous. You know what that was just making me think of while you're saying that? Think about the school day.
Sure.
How what we're doing going into this conference is the opposite of what we allow our kids to do. Like, we don't allow our kids to do what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
We don't allow them freedom to say, that doesn't interest me, or that's not what I'm here to learn about. We say this from here to here is what you're going to learn about,
yeah,
whether you like it or not.
And the other thing, too, for ourselves in a working environment, you know, we only have that 40 minutes or that 80 minutes of prep time a day. The rest of the time is very structured, bell to bell. Now, granted, you could go to the conference and do the conference that way. Session one, mm-hmm. session two, session three.
And I'm sure some people do.
Yeah, but the flexibility is there.
Mm-hmm.
So, great
connection
there. I
wonder how that plays. I just wonder if that's... Are there schools out there that are
more
unstructured like that? Unconferenced, unschooled or something? I know that's not what unschooled means or whatever.
But I mean, untraditional in that bell-to-bell format.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's great. That's great. Another thing I'm kind of looking forward to, something that I'm hoping to learn, I guess, is that one thing I'm trying to think of is, how does one go about meeting so many people? Mm-hmm. You know, if that makes sense?
Yeah.
I've always kind of felt awkward. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm being a little too transparent here, but I've always felt a little awkward at this huge place.
Yep.
Do I need to put my Twitter ID like on my forehead or something? Like, how do I go up to someone and say, hi, I'm Matt Townsley, I know you are whoever?
Yep. I think that's how you do it.
You think so?
I do. I mean, I think because, for one thing, put yourself in their shoes. It'd feel kind of cool.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
If somebody comes up, oh, Russ, right? And the other thing is, what I was thinking is, what do you do when they recognize you and you don't recognize them?
Same, yeah.
And you play it off. This is what I plan on doing. So you play it off. I'm not, tell me your name quick because I'm not making the connection. And that's honest. I recognize their face.
If you follow 500 people, you can't know them all.
Right. And so I'm just going to be honest with people. The reason I can say this and not come off as fake is because it will happen.
Sure.
It's just bound to happen. And so I've just mentally prepared for that situation. I played it out in my mind. What's going to happen is someone will come up and say hi to me, and I'm going to recognize their face completely,
mm-hmm.
but have no idea what their name is. And I will just say that. I'll just say, oh, my gosh. Totally recognize your face. Tell me your name again.
Sure.
And they're going to say their name, and I'm going to go, oh, yeah, yep. And then we'll have a conversation.
Yeah.
You know?
The other thing that I was thinking about, and it's kind of related to that, is something I've learned from the past is to, I think sometimes I felt like I shouldn't be myself. And not what I mean myself, but not share what I'm passionate about. Okay, so if I go up to, if I meet someone, I know what they're passionate about. I feel like I should talk about that, which is a good thing, but I should also share with them what I'm passionate about. So if I go through this entire conference, EduBloggerCon on Saturday, Monday, the day we're going to be at the conference, I don't talk about standards-based grading, something's wrong.
Right.
I wasn't myself.
Yep.
I tweet about that all day. I write mm-hmm. about it. I think about it. I read about it.
Mm-hmm.
How can I not share it with those people?
Yep.
And whether it comes up naturally in conversation or maybe a little bit artificially,
yep.
but it just makes sense.
Well, and I think... that made me think of something else is that, you know, there's a reason, Matt, that we do this podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a reason that we tweet. There's a reason that we blog. Okay. And it's not to gain an audience, but it is, and this, okay, speaking for myself here, but it is for that audience. Yeah. We have conversations like the one that we're recording mm-hmm. all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. More than a few times a week.
We just happen to be recording this one today.
And the reason that we record it and share it is to put it out to the community mm-hmm. to get feedback from those people because we want to be part of a big conversation. You know, that's the point. Like, I could write everything that I blog and just keep it on my computer. But the reason I publish it is because I want to converse about it.
Exactly.
You know, I don't want to just, I don't want to broadcast it. I broadcast it so that it can be a conversation.
Sure.
You know, and so I think that's what you're getting at, is that that thing that you're passionate about, the reason you bring it up isn't to me, it's,
hey, what do you think about this?
Yeah.
And if you don't, that's cool. Let's move on.
Yeah.
You know? Let's talk about something you do. But maybe they are. Who knows? I didn't know. There's several people I've encountered recently in this whole Twitter blog world that I had no idea they cared about standards-based grading. I'm not going to drop any names here. There's one I could think of especially.
But this not going to drop any names.
No, not going to drop the names yet, at least.
Oh, okay.
Not going to drop any names.
Oh, wow.
Let's bring on a special guest here. Special guest
just came around the corner.
Just came around the corner of the train station. This has been quite the experience so far. Mrs. BMG, Becky Guerin. Becky, we're talking about things that we've learned from past conferences. I know this is your first conference, so we're going
to
take you back to number two.
I've been
actually
to ICTM.
Oh, you've been to ICTM. Okay, so you can hop in on this one then. We're talking about things that we've learned from the past. Things we learned from past conferences that will apply here. Now, you're going to be attending EduBloggerCon on Saturday.
Yes.
Okay? What is something that you've learned from the past conference that you think is going to apply here? Okay, so what's something that you're like, yeah, this worked. This is a way I interacted with someone or something I did. What is something that you learned from the past that you'd like to share?
Don't book yourself too much.
What do you mean by that? Don't book yourself too much.
Allow yourself to have some flexibility, so if there's sessions, don't take up every time slot, because it's possible that you may need that extra time to talk with someone or carry on a conversation or meet up with someone to have coffee or something. So,
okay.
You know, always leave a little free time for the unexpected, I guess you could say.
Is there anyone that you're especially looking forward to meet? Feel free to drop a name here. So one of your Twitter friends that you've always wanted to meet. One of your Twitter friends that's expecting to meet you.
There are just a couple at the tweet up on Sunday.
Okay.
Amanda Dykes and Kelly Ten Kelly, and those are two we've talked about that. So
okay,
it'll just be interesting. I'm, you know, not 100% active on the Twitter scene with everyone, so it'll be interesting to just meet some people that I don't normally interact with, possibly.
Okay. Maybe you'll make some new Twitter friends.
Yeah, that's cool. True, too.
What type of attire do you plan on wearing? Is there any special, like, shoes or anything like that you have in mind? Or something that you'd be wearing that maybe someone could identify? Or just something special?
Know.
No, not sure yet.
My clothes are packed, but I don't have specific days as
game
to
time
which
decision.
Day that I'm wearing them. So
okay,
we'll see how it goes. I did paint my toenails for the occasion,
though.
Oh,
wow.
So, you
that
know, repainted them.
Good.
So feeling good about that.
And is the little one going to be making an appearance at EBC?
He will be there in the morning at EBC, and he'll be at our tweet ups on Sunday. So
okay,
afternoon at EBC, Auntie Joe is going to take him for the afternoon. So. But he'll be there in the morning.
Okay. Anything else? Any other things that you've learned from past conferences that you're hoping to kind of zone in on here?
Not really.
Okay.
Sorry.
One other thing I think would be interesting. Russ and I have shared conversations that we're going to take kind of an open-minded approach on. Something that maybe we've taken a stand on, at least either vocally or just internally, a topic or an issue that I'm not really, I've got my mind made up on that. A conversation that we're hoping to go into this conference with an open mind. What's a topic that you're thinking about that you've been closed about that you're thinking, hey, you know what, I should really see if I can learn more.
I haven't been closed about this, but I did get accepted to have a interactive whiteboard next year, so it'll be interesting to have some conversations about that.
It should be noted that Becky was not here when Russ and I talked about IWBs a few minutes ago, so wow.
Yeah.
It must be a family thing.
It's just, it'll be interesting because, like, there were a few in my building this year, and I didn't really take advantage of them, I think partially just because of time constraints, and so it'll be interesting to see how that works. But also, just thinking about the fairness versus, you know, of is it fair that my classroom has one and the others don't?
The equity issue.
Like, I think I don't know about the placement of the students in my class. Like, I'm supposed to be oblivious to my class list. I may have some hints as to who's in there for next year. But I know that it's possible that some kids are placed with me because I'm more of a technology person and they are too.
Okay.
So, kind of interest, you know, just always up for learning new things about that.
Interesting breaking news alert.
What's the breaking news alert?
This is via Dr. Scott McLeod. FYI, he tweets.
Okay.
Three of the top five ISD-10 commercial sponsors, Tier 1 and Tier 2,
okay,
are IWB companies.
Wow, so we've got lots of IWB sponsorship coming for ISD.
It could be an IWB IST.
Oh, wow. Wow, so I think probably all of our wishes, if you will, are probably going to come true. It's going to be hard to avoid the IWB crowd.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what are the companies, do you know?
Oh, let's see if I can load them here at the train station. I'm not running.
Is Promethean
3G.
One of them?
I would guess so.
Promethean,
that is
Smart.
The board.
I would guess Promethean, Smart, and I don't even know another.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm getting a Promethean board.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and put a wrap on this episode of the podcast, WSIM 6. Join us for number 7, the post-ISTE version, where we will come back and share our thoughts and comments based on the commentary we have just shared with you, with probably more of a twist on the student perspective as well. Go ahead and check out our website with studentsinmind.blogspot.com. As usual, Russ, we are here with Students in Mind. Have a good one.